Chairperson. I would like to react to the comments made earlier by the one panelist here about street names, and mention that the renaming of geographical features, including street names in South Africa, forms part of the process of forging a common identity and nationhood, and facilitates the ushering in of a new society through which naming has been receiving attention at the highest level of governance since the advent of democracy in 1994. At a local government level, street name changes and other symbols is undertaken through various public consultation sessions prior to implementation, and there is always an opportunity to involve all communities to contribute to forging an inclusive national identity to deepen their understanding of local history and heritage. To our Cape Town-based interfaith initiative, we've taken note of the appeals made, but we do want to mention that Chapter 2 of our Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights, contains a number of provisions dealing with religious freedoms and prohibits unfair discrimination on various grounds, including religion, and requires national legislation to be enacted to prevent or prohibit unfair discrimination. And therefore, everyone has the right to freedom of religion.
Thank you. I think your minute is up. In fact, it was a little longer than a minute because we didn't count it in time. But thank you for your comments, and I now go to for your replies, and I now go to Georgia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation would like to make